Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Michigan Golf Podcast. And I've done this to you before, and I'm doing it again. Kind of left you hanging, and I truly apologize for that. I know we've been together for just coming up on a year now, and I know I've taken a few kind of intermittent and unexpected breaks through the podcasting experience. But I tell you what, these last couple of months have been a blur. They've been a whirlwind, and life has taken me in directions that I never even expected I'd be going this quickly or this soon. So anyway, we're going to do something new here, because this is kind of, I'm going to elaborate a little more on this as we get into the main segment, but we're going to do live from the road. And I guess it's not really live from the road, since I'm pre-recording this and then publishing it later. But either way, I'm recording this podcast on the road. Hopefully there's not too much of an issue with that legally. I am hands-free, so all I got to do is talk and drive and hang out. And I've got the road time, so I thought, why not give it to you guys and get back into the podcasting game and share with you where these last couple of months have been, where the next who knows how long is going, and just update you. I mean, the Michigan golf season is upon us, and I know if you're like me, you're itching to get out and play. I'm certainly itching to get out and play. I've been keeping busy in a ton of different ways, and just want to kind of update everybody on where that's at and what we're doing, where we're going. Last episode, again, back at the end of January, Brittany Gilo was on talking golf fitness and what she's doing here in junior golf and women's golf and cardio golf and everything that goes along with that over on the lakeshore. And I've got another guest coming up on the podcast. We're going to be recording a segment together here very, very soon. Looking to get, if you've been listening to the Michigan Golf Podcast for some time now, you know that we've been talking Mitten Golf Tour. I've played in those events with Paul, had a ton of fun. We've done pre-caps, we've done recaps. We're going to get the gentleman who runs the Mitten Golf Tour on the podcast. We're going to talk about the upcoming season, things of that nature, and that's going to be a super fun and exciting episode, so looking forward to doing that with you guys. But before we do that, you know, I mean, it hasn't been that long. We're going to break for the ad, and then when we get back, let's talk more golf. Awesome. Welcome back, everyone. And trying to figure out where I want to go, where I want to start, where I want to just kind of pick up, because I feel like I left off so long ago and just kind of abruptly left everybody hanging. A lot of listenership on that episode with Brittany Gilo, so it seems like getting a guest on the podcast and bringing kind of something new to you has been very well received. Hopefully you got a chance to jump on her website, check out cardiogolf.com, get signed up, did some off-season training, because I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm on the road right now. It's 45 degrees outside, the sun's shining. I know golf courses are opening daily as we speak, so super excited to get the season off and running. And I kind of want to dial it back. Let's rewind time. Let's go back to January 22nd is what I'm seeing for the last episode that I put out for everybody here. And let's just kind of pick up where I left off. So post-January, getting into February, right at the end of January, I can't remember what date it was, but as you all know, I made kind of the announcement late last year, late last fall during the off-season, when I started getting involved with TaylorMade. I ended up landing the role of their experiential lead over on here in West Michigan, the Grand Rapids area, and a lot of fun and exciting stuff. Very, very quickly got into that role, started picking up equipment, started learning TrackMan, Foresight Sports GC Quad, and just practicing, getting on the launch monitors, kind of getting the fitting process, my fitting process dialed in, getting a feel for all these heads, all these shafts, kind of what I could expect when making recommendations to golfers like you, and what to look out for, just kind of how can I better help you find the right driver, fairway wood, hybrid, iron set, etc., for your game. And really, really dedicated a lot of time to that over the months of maybe end of December, January, and got into the end of January there and had my first event at Golf Galaxy. I mentioned that on the podcast a couple of times, tried to get some people to come out and say hi and hang out and hit some new TaylorMade stuff. We did an awesome product launch there for the new Sim 2 line, and it was huge. It was fantastic. And I tell you what, I'm just blown away. Every day, every event, everybody I talk to, just the excitement and the demand around this product and all TaylorMade product this year is through the roof. It's absolutely incredible, the things that we're bringing to market and just how well received and how much energy and excitement is around this year in the game of golf. So beyond excited for that. And I tell you what, after kind of getting just thrown into the ringer at Golf Galaxy, and the fitting events just kind of took off. It was one at the end of January. Then I got out to another couple of events in February here locally. Oh, shoot. And then I was up at Traverse City Country Club for one. So a lot of road time, a lot of bouncing around, making sure I get things done and get the season off to a good start in the fitting landscape. We've spent some time building out our TaylorMade hub here in West Michigan. We're going to be working on 1,000 Oaks and hosting events there weekly, which is fantastic. They've been a great spot to do what we do and to promote TaylorMade and to promote the game. And their fitting studio is incredible. The driving range is beautiful. It's just been a great spot for guys to come out and hit balls and demo the new product, get fit for the new product. And the staff at 1,000 Oaks is amazing. I've known a couple of them for quite a long time now. And so it's just exciting to get out there and kind of continue to grow and develop our relationship with them, as well as bringing TaylorMade product to you guys. But it's, like I said, it's just been crazy, crazy busy. So, and let me kind of just tell you, some of you may know, because I have posted some stuff on my Instagram at gsmithgolf just recently, but haven't really made any announcements on the podcast. So things move fast. Things move very fast in the game of golf. And I had the opportunity, so me as the experiential lead, got hired in by the West Michigan sales rep for TaylorMade. We got to know each other quite well. He was an incredible resource for me, just a mentor, a friend, and continues to be both of those things. And along the way, along our journey together, kind of building out the territory here in West Michigan and kind of a battle plan for this coming season, he ended up getting an opportunity outside of the golf industry, and it was just the right move for him and for his family. And without any shadow of a doubt, 100% respect him for taking that and putting himself first and doing what's right for him and his wife and everything. And I was sad to see him go. We had a great working relationship, built a great friendship over the just short few months that we worked together. And again, he was already just kind of very much a mentor for me, and I appreciated that more than anything else. And however, with him taking the step outside of TaylorMade, it opened up the West Michigan territory sales rep role. And I very, 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 very quickly expressed interest in interviewing and getting to know the team and to know the role and the responsibilities and getting a feel for what that was going to potentially be like. And the interview process lasted a couple of weeks. I got to meet a ton of people around the organization, with TaylorMade here in the Northeast region, as well as out in Carlsbad at corporate, and a couple of the other guys higher up the ladder in the organization. And long story short, it was an absolute success. Just in the last probably week and a half, I think it was a week and a half ago now, I received the job offer to officially become the TaylorMade sales rep for Western Northern Michigan. And I took all of 20 seconds, I think, to accept it. It was absolutely, without a doubt, the most exciting opportunity and the right move for me. And so now I'm letting you guys know that I've officially transitioned from TaylorMade's experiential lead here in West Michigan to their full sales rep. And with that has come a lot of responsibility and a lot of exciting change. And it's just been incredibly fast-paced, and I'm loving every minute of it. So we're trying to get things up and running. I'm trying to transition and pick up right where our last rep left off and do everything that I can to just keep the ball rolling and get after it efficiently, as the season, again, is right upon us. I mean, it's right around the corner. So I've been getting out in the field, meeting some of our accounts in the Grand Rapids area, still hosting the fitting events. I've been out at 1,000 Oaks. I've been out at Blythefield, Golf Emporium up north of Rockford there. Those have kind of been our big three early season spots. But plenty more to come. Been stopping out to it, like I said, a couple of other accounts in the area. One of my favorites, obviously, Kaufman. Getting some TaylorMade product in there for those guys this year. Stopped out at the Pines there, also downtown Grand Rapids area, just south of town on 44th Street. Getting some stuff in there for them. Just lots of good things going on, lots of exciting things going on for TaylorMade in the greater Grand Rapids area. We're going to see a huge boom this year and beyond excited to be a part of that. But now that I'm kind of settling in a little bit, like I said, I'm on the road. A lot of my life and a lot of my job is going to transition to be on the road. So I thought I'd take a shot at this. Let's see what we can do and record a podcast while I'm commuting from Grand Rapids to Lansing today. Because why not? Cruising around, hanging out, figure I'd get after it with you fine people. So what else? What else has been going on? Obviously, you guys kind of know I made that career move last fall, transitioned into a new role, and then obviously transitioned out of that to pursue TaylorMade full time. So that's been good. I went to Alabama. Shoot, I forgot to tell you all about Alabama. Man, what a time. Let me tell you what. So, like I said, I cannot promote and I cannot encourage you anymore to check out the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail as an off-season golf trip and off-season golf experience. And I went down there this year. Usually it's just one buddy of mine and I will go down and spend a few days. And this year we took our longest trip to date. We went, I think I flew down to Florida on a Sunday. We drove up to Alabama that I got down in the morning, drove up to Alabama, went and played golf. It was unreal, so fast paced. We ended up having another guy join us, which was an absolute blast. So the first time we got three of us out there and we played more golf. I tell you what, I've told you before that I go down there and we play just more holes than we even know what to do with. It's absolutely nuts. And this year we played even more than that. So we took it to a whole nother level. And I think we found some efficiencies in our process between deciding when to move in between sites, tee times, and again, just kind of still being the off season down there and with COVID and stuff, it still was not at all very busy. So we ended up, again, driving up to Alabama Sunday. This was, the first week of February, I think it was. And got in. We ended up getting in 18 holes, 27 holes. We got in 27 holes that afternoon/evening on Sunday. Woke up, went to the same site there in Dothan, Alabama, and played 54 holes, I think, that next day. Yep, 54 holes. Hunkered down, drove across the state to our next spot over in Mobile. Played that afternoon, maybe another 27. Stayed the night, woke up, played 36 the next day. Drove north to Prattville. Got in another... Shoot, did we get in more golf? I can't remember. I feel terrible that I left you all hanging for this long and I didn't kind of deliver the Alabama golf experience more in the moment when it was happening. But we had great weather. By far the driest that it has ever been for us, because that is one thing that we battle, is we kind of end up battling the rain a little bit and soft, kind of soggy course conditions. But courses were great. We did get rain on our very, very, very last day. So our last full day, we were up in Prattville. We played 36 holes. Ended up getting called off because of some thunder and lightning in the area. Did get a little bit of rain, but not too much. It did kind of kick us off to cart path only for a couple hours to kind of wrap up the day there. And then we ended up waking up the next morning for one more round of golf as we had a tee time at in Prattville there at Capitol Hill on this course called The Judge. And I tell you what, that is, of all the courses to finish on, that is, it's unreal. The Judge is probably one of the most difficult golf courses in the Robert Trent Jones rotation, in my opinion. And to kind of cap the trip off there, not only on a difficult golf course, but we woke up, it was a little drizzly, a little cold. I was cold, but I'm cold-blooded. I run cold. So I get out there, and if it's like 45 degrees, my fingers are a little chilled and I have a tough time feeling my hands, and it's a little bit wet. So a tough day to finish on, but we squeezed it in. We got in the 18 holes. We got her done, and I think we were on the road by noon and made the like, I don't know what it is, maybe 11 hour or so drive back home. Surprisingly not long. I mean, we were home again. You kind of lose the with the time change because when you get down in Alabama, you're in central time, so you got to give that hour back. But we got home, I don't know, probably midnight, 12:30, something like that. So nothing too crazy. And it just wrapped up a week where we played. It was easily, without kind of going back and thinking through, we played over 200 holes of golf that week. It was absolutely nuts. And just one of those things where this is probably going to be our last Robert Trent Jones Trail experience, only because we polished it off. I have now hit every course, every site, played every hole on the entire trail throughout the state of Alabama. So, taking recommendations. I mean, what's next? My buddy and I, he goes to Hilton Head every year. We've talked about doing that. I know Sweetens Cove has been a popular one for some of the listeners that have reached out and said, hey, man, when you're going down to Alabama, you got to hit Sweetens on the way down or back. I'm kicking myself because I didn't do that this year, just with flying down and then driving back and having kind of that crummy day on the last day. We had every intention of getting up there and playing on the way home, but it was just cold and drizzly, so we just opted out. So that's still on the bucket list, of course. We've talked Bandon Dunes, maybe getting out to Oregon there. I've got a buddy out in the Monterey area in California, talked about maybe going out to see him next year. We have options. I mean, there's so much great golf to be played around this state. But I'll tell you what, no matter where we go and no matter what we do, we did it too early this year. And let me tell you why I say that. Going that first week in February, gosh, you get out there, you've got the clubs on grass, you're hitting balls, you're hanging out, you're playing golf. If you're as passionate about the game as I am, and you do that in February, and then you come back to Michigan where you've got at least probably another 6 to 8 weeks of cold and potential snow, the itch can't be scratched. You get back here and you're like, man, why did I go so early? Because now I got a taste of it. I got a taste of what it's like to play golf again. I know what it's like to get out there and hit the ball and see it and feel my hands and enjoy the game again. And now I've got to wait another 6 to 8 weeks before I can do it here in West Michigan. I tell you what, this was the toughest. It drove me nuts between getting down and playing early like that and then getting involved with TaylorMade and having all the fun that I've been having with them. It's like, man, I've wanted to play golf more probably this spring and this year than any year prior. But we're almost there. We're almost there. Like I said, golf courses are opening up. I might try to play. I might try to squeeze it. No, I'm in Lansing on Sunday for a fitting day, so that won't work. I'm over. So, hey, if you're a listener and you're in the Lansing area, I'm over at Forest Acres on Sunday from 10 to 3, 11 to 3, 10 to 2, something in that neighborhood. I'll have to double check my schedule. But if you're listening and want to check it out on Sunday, that's awesome. I'm going to push this podcast out probably today, which happens to be Friday. So that way I'll give you guys a couple of days notice. But if you don't get to it then, just look us up online. Go to mytaylormadegolf.com or my.taylormadegolf.com. And you can look up all of our fitting days. If you just Google TaylorMade fitting events near me, you'll find us. You'll find our website. You can click on the little button, hit get fit, find everything that we do in your area, and come out and see us, hit some new product, get some recommendations. And let's, again, like I said before, let's try to improve your game. And what else is going on? Let me think here. I tell you what, doing this live from the road, obviously I have to pay close attention to the cars around me and all that, make sure I'm staying on track for my map and heading in the right direction. But so far, so good. I'm heading to Pittsburgh next week, Monday through Thursday. Going to get some training with one of our top reps in the Northeast region, top reps in the country. So I'm going to go spend some couple of days in the field with him. Looking forward to that, obviously. Just soaking it up, soaking up all the knowledge, all the experience, and just getting 100% as prepared as possible to take over this Western Northern Michigan territory and help it thrive. This market's got a lot of potential. This territory has a ton of potential to continue to grow the game and grow the TaylorMade brand. And so just reaching out to people that haven't been touched by us in years. And getting TaylorMade into some golf courses, into some clubs that maybe haven't seen us in a while and haven't had our product and haven't offered it to their members or their customers. Really looking forward to just expanding that and developing key relationships with some of our top accounts. That I mean, we do a lot of business here with a number of clubs and a number of off-course facilities and retail establishments, and it's just we want to continue to grow the game and just make TaylorMade again the number one performance golf brand in the world and in West Michigan and Northern Michigan. So the pursuit is endless. But I will tell you this, kind of as we're transitioning, as I continue on the path of TaylorMade, I tell you what, I know, and I've known this through the interview process, and I was fully aware that this is probably, most likely, 100% going to dip into my tournament schedule. So I'm going to keep you posted on that. We're going to see what we can still play in, kind of as I continue to get settled into the role and settled into my process and my routine and learning from the guys and how to be efficient and how to make sure to stay on top of things and be organized. I still want to compete. I still want to compete in some capacity. It's not going to be in the capacity that I've been doing for the last couple of years and the stuff that I've shared with you. I'll still get into the couple of Mitten Golf Tour events over the course of the season. I still want to play in the local Grand Rapids stuff. I'm probably going to have to cut a few things out of my schedule, like the USGA events. I probably won't do the US Open qualifier this year. I probably won't do the USAM or the US Mid-Am. I still want to kind of chase the Michigan Open just because we'll be back at Country Club of Lansing for the qualifier and back up at Traverse for the event. My grandparents just came back from Florida, so I'd like to make a push for that Michigan Open one more year for sure at the very least, and get up to Traverse City and have my grandpa out to watch and spend that week up there with him. So I still want to absolutely pursue that. But we'll keep you posted. Like I said, events are going to be hit or miss. Still have a couple of fun ones coming up. I know, like I said, I was out at Kauffman the other day getting a ball and hat order in for those guys and talk to them about the spring best ball. They host the spring best ball every year, the first weekend in May, playing with a buddy of mine, and super excited for that. Just it's a two-day event. You go out and it's early season, but Kauffman's still always in great shape, and it's just, again, when you're early spring and the juices are flowing and you want to get out and you want to play, you want to be competitive, it's a fun event. They do it right. And so I encourage you, I do think if you're listening to this and you're in the Grand Rapids area and you are interested in playing in the spring best ball at Kauffman, I do believe that the sign-up sheet is going to be going out in the next week or so, just because we're already looking at April, and shoot, first weekend of May is going to be here before we know it. So check it out. Call Kauffman, get on the list. You pick a tee time, grab a partner. Again, they've got tee times ranging from first thing in the morning, which this time of year you're awfully brave if you're trying to go first out, because I'd like to wait till it warms up, so hopefully my partner's okay with that, because I don't like to be cold and I don't play my best golf when I'm cold. So hopefully maybe like a late morning tee time for my buddy and I will be available, but we'll see. What else is going on? I'm trying to keep it tight, trying to give you an update, let you know where things are at. Like I said, Mitten Golf Tour. Yes, let's go back to there. So upcoming guests on the podcast, we're going to be recording an episode together, maybe not this coming weekend, might be the weekend after, first weekend in April. So we're going to get up and put together an episode for you to really hype up the Mitten Tour this season. They're doing some cool things. I know there's some stuff kind of in the works, is potentially kind of adding some fun formats to some events. They're talking a little bit about, if you're a Mitten Tour member or if you've already kind of been involved in their process, you may have seen an email go out asking about the potential for individual stroke play events. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited about that. I'd love to do that. I think the Mitten Tour's been an awesome platform and an awesome opportunity to play some great golf courses at great prices, compete for some great prizes, and win some cash and hang out. And it's just an incredible group of guys that play in it. It's been a lot of fun last year getting out with Paul and getting to meet a lot of the guys that compete in these events on a regular basis. So any opportunity to get out and do some individual stroke play stuff is fantastic. I love that too. So looking forward to that. We'll be talking through kind of just the whole tournament season precap for you. We're going to talk about some of the new courses that are coming up in the rotation. There's definitely some new sites, dates, new prizes, new kind of season-long points race, just everything that's going to be going on Mitten Golf Tour. We're going to be talking about that. And then maybe not in the initial episode where we do the full season precap, but we're also going to get on together and do a precap for the first event, which I believe is at Thornapple Point. I think it's the same weekend as the spring best ball at Kauffman, which I have, like I said, kind of committed to with a buddy of mine, so I might not be able to make it out to the first event on the Mitten Tour, but they'll be at Stonegate later in the month, and so I've definitely got my eye on that, as Stonegate's one of my personal favorites. So keep an eye out for that podcast. But I tell you what, everybody, I just wanted to get back with you. It's been weighing heavy on me, thinking about how I've left you hanging since January, and just trying to get my life in order and trying to get all the moving pieces that I've had going on in place. And I feel like I've finally done that. I feel like I'm on the right track, and I feel like things are going well. So I've just been itching to get back with you and rekindle the Michigan Golf Podcast fire. Listenership and support have been awesome. You guys have been super, super supportive on Instagram, and just the messages and the engagement there have been fantastic. So again, I've had some people reach out and say, hey, where you been? What's going on? And I haven't seen a new episode in a while. And I've got family that reaches out, and I've, my grandparents listen, my parents listen. Shoot, I've got friends that listen, and I've got all the listeners that I've kind of built up over the last 12 months almost, if you can believe that. We're coming up on 12 months, because I remember the first episode I put out for you was sitting in the parking lot of Moss Ridge Golf Club, just north of Ravenna, and it was in the kind of the COVID times when the course wasn't open, but the practice facility was open. I could get out and hit putts and hit balls, and that's where the Michigan Golf Podcast was born. So hard to believe that we're already coming up on a one-year anniversary. And I just felt, you know what? I can't be not putting out episodes when I'm coming up on a one-year anniversary. I'm doing myself a disservice. I'm doing you a disservice. And I'm wanting to get back after it. So 25 minutes in, kind of keeping it tight, but just wanted to give you all a brief overview of where we're at, where we're going, where we've been, and just kind of get the Michigan Golf Podcast hype back up and running. So thanks so much for tuning back in. I am not going to leave you hanging again. I've done it once. I've done it twice. I've probably actually done it three times. But we're back. We're back, and I'm not going away anytime soon. So thanks again for tuning in, everybody. Appreciate the listenership. Appreciate the engagement, and look forward to putting more episodes out with you soon.